Are you happy with the point or disappointed maybe you didn't sneak all three?
Well, I'm disappointed that we didn't win it, especially with a second half performance. Probably did enough to win it, but whenever you come here, they're a good side, very good side. So always a point away from home, you take it. But I have to say, more importantly, was the performance. It was certainly the best performance that I've seen since I've been here, which is the good thing for us. You know, we can take a lot of, especially the second half. I thought some of the stuff we've played was excellent.
And you played as a team, which maybe is not unusual normally, but Aston Villa have not done that for a fair while.
Well, I've heard that phrase. And, you know, whatever's gone in the last 18 months, 2 years, whatever it is, we've got to turn that round. Mm. And you could see that the supporters have gone home delighted with what they've seen of the team. And if they see them putting a shift in and that it means something to them and they play with a little bit of pride and play for the jersey a bit, then that's what a supporter wants. And they've seen that team then produce then a team performance, because you can't come to Brighton and play like that if you're not a team. Mm. And you can't play football unless you're a team. So in that respect, it was very, very pleasing.
Such a shame looking back across the game that couldn't see it out to half-time.
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, all week I've said that Murray's made them better. Mm. He's a very good striker at this level. And to be fair, sometimes you have to say, yes, we could have kept the ball up at their end, but you have to sometimes congratulate them. He's played a little 1-2, made a bit of space and fired one in from 25 yards. It was a very, very good goal. Mm. Yeah, tad disappointing. But the way we reacted after it in the second half was very, very pleasing indeed for myself and all of us that was were associated with it.
Just finally for me, there's been a lot of press speculation. Dodge the question if you want, but Colin Calderwood, is there any truth in that? What can you
say? Yeah, we've made... You know, I can say I didn't want to say anything before the game because I think it was the respect what we've shown to Brighton. We've made an approach to him, and we hope we can get something resolved, hopefully over the weekend.